Welcome to Finding Our Way. My name's James. My good friend Larry and myself are inviting you to join us in the conversations that we're having of our journey to finding our way to the goodness of God. God is good. God is love. God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses against them. So come on, let's go. The party has already started.
I had a biscuit waiting on
you. Oh, no.
Well, you know, it's a good thing because, see, of illustration of I wanted to do, but I failed to do. I set a law of performance for myself.
And you messed up.
And then I could not even keep my own standard. Like my biscuit store that I go to often sells out of biscuits. And when they sell out, they're just out. And by this time of the morning, they may be out. God wants to rejoice with us.
Yeah.
And our best human illustration or example of that is throwing a party.
Yeah.
But he goes back to rejoice with me.
Yeah.
God has a joy.
Yeah.
And he's sharing that joy with us.
Yeah.
Didn't Jesus say something about that when in John 15, my joy I give to you?
Yeah.
And it was the joy he and the Father and the Spirit enjoyed. It's a shared emotion as they rejoice over one another.
It's more of that in your face stuff.
Yeah.
Because that's where pros comes in. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Pros, it was with God. Before, it talks about, what's the word, towards.
Yeah.
But it has an idea of face to face. We've been brought into that relationship of the triune God that's rejoicing with himself and in himself. He's brought us wholly into his eye, face to face, as he breathed into Adam's nostrils the breath of life. And that's our origin. That's where we are. That's where we live and exist. In Christ, in him, and he becoming a man especially reveals this relationship, because there is a man that ascended, the Christ, and we're in him.
Yeah, and he's face to face.
Yeah.
Therefore, we're face to face, which is where we were created from, our original origin. And it is the consummation of everything to bring us back to that.
Yeah. John 14:20. In that day he will know that I'm in the Father, he's in me, and I'm in you.
Mm-hmm.
That union.
Yeah. Well, you said something earlier about, I forget exactly how you said it, but that's where we abide or we live from.
Rest
in that, and I would say, how do I understand my human experience from this place?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to get to that place.
Yeah.
That's where I am.
Yeah.
That's right. Now, my human experience has a lot of distractions and temptations to draw my gaze away from that. Which is what one way of thinking about in the Adamic mindset. Adam, when he ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, he was turning away from that face-to-face relationship. He was looking away from the tree of life. He was looking to...
I do this myself.
Yeah, I go my own way. I make my own decision. I decide what's good and evil. Yeah. So, and out of that, he got immediately in his fallen mindset. He began to create a distorted picture of what God was like and what he was like. And it took Jesus coming to set us free from that and to reveal what's always been true about us.
Yeah.
That he's held us face to face with him from eternity past, and it's never wavered and it carries on through. But we as a human had turned away. So he became a human to turn us back.
That's right.
And he's done it.
This old boy.
He coming, ain't he?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm sorry, just ease over. Let him by.
I just wish he'd leave that dust storm.
Well, we just sit right here a minute until it comes on.
Yeah, we are face to face with him, have been, and continue to be. There's a song that comes to mind. I can see clearly now the rain is gone.
Yeah.
But I would change it to, I can see clearly now that the rain has come. The rain of Jesus, the rain of God, which has always been there, but he revealed it.
Yeah.
That the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The rule and reign of God. It's as we learn to partake of that tree of life, hear his voice and respond, that we live in that realm and from that realm, and it brings change to our life and the world around us. That's what we don't realize.
Yeah.
Relationship, those parables you talk about, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
God came to reveal the relationship that is ours.
Yes.
As his children, and he's our father. So we believe the lie, we were duped in darkness, believing that we were something that we weren't. That was Adam's problem. He wanted to be like God. Well, he was already created in the image and likeness.
He couldn't be any more like him than he was. I don't guess.
Yeah. But we all have that choice, I guess, to live over here off this tree or that tree. The knowledge of good and evil, do things right the way I think they need to be, or I can hear his voice, choose life, choose him. That's the life that's ours.
Yeah.
We can choose this other tree over here.
Yeah, and eat the fruit thereof.
Yeah.
He always respects and allows us to have choice.
Yeah.
But he's made his choice.
That's right.
And he's never wavered from it.
One day we'll wake up to it.
Yeah. I think in our human experience, our senses, I'll say, give us trouble. And because we hear this truth, but I don't feel that way. So I'm in my sensory realm. I don't see that happening externally sometimes. I can't see it all here.
I'm sorry.
No, you good.
You good.
It says, the Son of Man came eating and drinking. And they say, look, a glutton and wine bibber, a friend of tax collectors. All right, that was in Matthew and Luke. The Son of Man has come eating and drinking. And you say, look, a glutton and wine bibber, a friend of sinners. So Matthew and Luke both say that the Son of Man came eating and drinking.
Yeah.
So, all right, where we come from, there was a whole lot of, like Luke 10, I came to seek and to save that which is lost, which is true. But his methodology is he came eating and drinking.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't realize that, okay, if I use some churchy language.
Let
me speak churchy language here. The best evangelism method you got is to invite the lost man to your table in your house and have a meal.
Yeah.
Now, you know a place serves a good biscuit when they're called the biscuit store.
That's right. That's their name.
Percy's, the biscuit store.
It was good.
It was a good biscuit and it was a good hamburger.
I wasn't going to say nothing about that.
That's all right.
We ate a hamburger right behind that biscuit.
Well, you know, we were reading about Jesus being a gluttonous man. I was trying to figure out how to do that. I'm practicing
on it. Oh, Lord. Colossians 1, 22.
He has now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death in order to present you holy and blameless and irreproachable before him.
Before him.
Yeah, before
That's
him.
Our word, katanopian. Holy in the eye.
Yeah.
Before him.
Alright, I'm gonna read what this one's got is a literal.
Yeah.
But now he reconciled in the body of the flesh of him through the death, which is implied his death, to present you holy and blameless and irreproachable before him.
Holy and blameless and irreproachable before him. See, that's something in my mind I still ain't got straight.
What's that?
Is the realization of what we call the fall or sin is because of the darkness in our minds, because of sin being a failure. Which way?
Live.
Sin being a failure to live from who I am or as who I am. I believe a lie about who I am. That's sin.
Yeah.
Not living from my true identity. So in a very real way, he took that, my failure to live from my true identity, he took that, and I died.
Yeah.
He crucified it. And it says that we were redeemed. It's just hard for me to get my head around it because I thought about it a certain way so long. You know, that I wouldn't actually evolve wicked, repulsive, individual.
Yeah.
I don't know how to say it. But I've always been before him, only in his eye.
Yeah, he's never thought of us as we think of ourselves.
Yeah.
He never got confused about our identity.
Yeah. So in a very real way, the cross is a demonstration for us to help us see, to help us understand. I don't have a problem with this. The cross in no way was a payment to God to deliver somebody from the wrath of God.
Yeah.
It wasn't a penal substitution.
No, I don't think so either. But I was raised with that mindset.
Yeah.
And it's been a long, slow journey away from it.
Oh, yeah.
So
we can say he took my whipping, but in what sense?
Yes. Yeah, there's no doubt he was whipped. But the question is why? The short answer is because we whipped him.
Yeah. That's what, you know, what would humanity do if God came down? Well, they'd kill him.
Yeah, because we're that far in our darkness and delusion.
Yeah. But Jesus has delivered us.
Yes.
But there's still an element. I say an element. There's still a ministry of proclaiming reconciliation.
Yeah.
Maybe because it's a lot like the ministry of John, bearing witness to the light.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we're still in darkness, as it were, but even though we've been delivered, until we hear the truth, we may not know it, and we certainly wouldn't believe it.
Yeah.
I think it's 2 Corinthians 3, maybe, talks about beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord. We're transformed into the same image. I think it's Francois Dutoit. I like to say Francois Dutoit. The Mirror Bible, he talks about the ugly duckling. That story of the ugly duckling, that because of where it grew up and its surroundings, the ducklings that it grew up with, it thought it was a duck.
Right.
Until it beheld in the mirror of the water its reflection and saw that it was a swan.
Yeah.
It was believing a lie. That's a beautiful picture of, I think, the gospel.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's right there. I don't know who wrote that story, who came up with it, but did they know what they were writing? I don't know, maybe.
Yeah.
But
I don't know.
But that's the reality. We spend our whole lives thinking we're one thing. One day we behold him. We realize who we are. It's who we always been. Yeah, that's so far from where we come from. That's ungodly. That's heretical. That makes me ask the question, why is it so hard for us to hear?
because we've been told it's hard. We've never had anyone disciple us.
Well, I'm talking about hearing the good news and believing it. I'm sitting there in my ugly duckling syndrome. Even, you know, proclaiming the truth. We hear the truth. We don't want to believe it. And there's no, you know. I don't know what I'm trying to say. There's definitely a ministry of proclamation. However you can share the truth, that's what we've been called to be reconciled to God, because He's reconciled to you.
Yeah. Well, sharing good news is easy. It comes naturally to everybody. If you just think about it from the perspective of if you broaden the term of what you want to put under the label of good news, rather it's, hey, I got some good news. I bought something at the store for 75% off. Well, you're going to share that good news. If they've got cases of the product there and 75% off, well, you're going to buy what you want. You're going to call your friend. Hey, I got some good news. You can go down there and buy this 75% off. You'll be very proactive. Who all can I call and tell this good news to? When your baby's born or your grandchild's born, you know, hey, yeah, we've got a baby. It's good news. Any of that type of stuff, we, you know, we're forward to tell that. So it's just wired into us. But then the good news of the gospel is in the same thing. There's no bad news in the good news.
Yeah. So that ain't like I used to hear. Gotta tell you the bad news before I can tell you the good.
Yeah, we got conditioned to that, but that's...
Here's the bad
That's
news.
A wrong approach. That's a wrong approach to explain the good news, I think.
Yeah.
Though we've heard it 1,000 times.
What part of reconciled to God don't you understand?
Yeah.
There is no bad news there.
Right.
Matter of fact, there's some pretty good news. Yeah. Says He was not imputing our trespasses against us.
Yeah.
If He's not imputing them,
then why are we? But that goes back to we're basically still operating out of our Adamic mindset.
Yeah.
We're still trying to make sense of God through the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. There's a whole lot of how we're trying to shape the gospel from a wrong perspective, because we're trying to do it from where we're at and what we've been taught, instead of from the person of Jesus.
Yeah.
And who He is, what He said, and what He did.
We might be beginning to understand some of what the Apostle Paul encountered everywhere he went, because he preached the good news, the mystery that was hidden but now revealed, which is Christ in you. And that, when you start talking like that,
look at those turkeys.
People just, I don't know, it doesn't sound like good news to the religious folk.
Yeah.
Everybody can't be in. You got to do something to get in, or about six of them.
Yeah, it was. Slow up here, see if we can see them.
I think it was right past us.
Right in here somewhere. Here, slow down here, see.
They were getting in a hurry.
Yeah, they're probably not lingering out there.
I used to see them at work.
Here, pull over right here.
About three times. Every time I see them, they up in the woods somewhere. According to my gospel. What is your gospel? That old mess we grew up on. Yeah, that wasn't Paul's gospel. I wouldn't want to be judged by that gospel.
No. Well, it engendered a lot of fear.
I mean, that whole idea, though, if you don't get it right...
Yeah, and you're out.
And who's to say this is right? I mean, because you got this one saying this is right, and then this one, this is right, and then however many thousands of different ones saying this is right.
Yeah.
When all the while, God said, I didn't send my son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
Yeah.
John 3:17. Jesus is the Savior of the world.
Yeah.
Who took away our sins. That's so much more life and free. You know, there's life and freedom on that. Hey, thanks for listening to us talk about how we're finding our way. I hope it helps you find your way to experiencing the goodness of our Heavenly Father, the abundant life that Jesus shares with us now, and the immeasurable love He has for everyone. For more information or to contact us, go to our website, findingourway.co.